Can you describe the changes attendees will see at Clues Hall, or will it be a completely new look, but will a few nostalgic touches remain?
So what we spent this summer doing was putting a new main entrance onto Clues Hall. So when you come in, it'll be a whole new experience from the get-go. So new doors all around the whole building. We took down the southern middle wall, so it's all glass now, so it's a much more open lobby. We were able to add about 12 feet of lobby space. One of the most frustrating parts of getting to Clues Hall was getting into the building, and we've been able to eliminate that that frustration. It's very easy, natural progression into the space now.
That's a good segue to my second question. At the onset of the renovation project, was there an area or were there areas that posed a challenge to renovate?
I think all of it was. To be honest, when you're dealing with a 60-year-old building, how do we modify this building in a way that's true to its original intent and original architecture in a way that makes so we can use this with modern needs? They weren't using metal detectors in the 60s, so how do we build this new lobby so that you can get in through this infrastructure properly for metal detection, but also in a safe and efficient manner too, while also doing some sort of throwback to what the building used to look like? So patrons that have been coming to Clues for years will remember we used to have three-sheeter posters in the front lobby as you walked in of upcoming shows. Well, now when you come in, that wall's gone, but on the wall behind that, there are giant digital three-sheeters, so you can see rotating posters of upcoming events. It's a little like a touch to what it used to be as well.
There's still some hesitation to fill venues both locally and nationally with the ongoing pandemic. So what do you think will contribute to Clues Hall's success in filling seats and attracting entertainment and holding events there?
I think that if you look at when things started to close, public events were one of the first to cancel, and they're going to be one of the last to come back. But we've been working with a lot of our partners across the nation to how do we bring events back safely. We do have masks required for all attendees. There are extra cleaning procedures and things happening. So that way, when patrons are in here, we can give them as much of a comfort and security that they're in a safe environment while they're here. And doing that, not just what you see publicly, but there's things going on behind the scenes. So when a show comes through talking about what the COVID protocols are, how can we keep the artists safe as well? So lots of moving parts all the time, you know, as different variants have popped up, you know, things have changed a little bit, but we're making sure that we're staying as cutting edge as possible.
Thank you for your time today, Aaron.
Thank you. Appreciate the call.